Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, man, though. Don't tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just a shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. They just dropped bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because. You created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on a spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Torture that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines but. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Blood Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bones I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
want
to
sign
and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. This is Black Power Radio live in Washington, D.C. Tonight we'll be talking about learn why black men are dying at such an alarming rate. I am your host, Imam Abdullah Kareem Bilal. We're live here in Washington, D.C., bringing you Black Power Radio. In the same spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and in the same legacy that was left in the hands of the Dr. Emeritus, the attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, in the same spirit of that chief of staff for the Dr. Khalid Muhammad, our national chairman, Hashim Akhenaten Nzinga. And as we're blazing the trails and looking and seeing the results in all of the major cities now, all of the emergency wagons are seem to be backed up at all of the hospitals in the black community. In D.C., they closed a major hospital. In many parts of the country, they've forced them to downsize in the major hospitals in the black community. And only service them like in D.C. Again, the college hospital is known to be servicing the black community in place of the city's general hospital. And they tore down the hospital idea, fired the staff, closed the hospital, and opened a goddamn baseball stadium. Those were the brains of Anthony Williams, ex-mayor. I mean, it's not just a dummy, but a crash dummy. Same in education and health and medicine. Washington, D.C. sets no model for the nation in health and medicine, nor in education at this hour. But we say black power to all of you in our national radio listening audience, and we're thankful again to be able to bring you Black Power Radio in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And there are many, many, many approaches to medicine at this hour, but we learn why are the black men dying at such an alarming rate. And we want to really push some of this caller-driven radio. It's sort of like a new phenomenon in many parts of the country, but we'll just go directly in and give you our beloved brother live in West Virginia. 681, talk to us. You're live on Black Power Radio. We're talking tonight about why are black men dying at such an alarming rate. But John Kimmich Shabazz, assalamu alaikum, and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power, Brother Akbar. I'm in tonight just to tune in to listen to the topic, and I do have my own take on it. I'm a 54-year-old man myself, and as I get older, I find it necessary to get on a diet or live it that would give us longevity. And this is one of the more important things that we deal with here in this nation, because the nation is a nation that feeds us processed foods, and we get habitually addicted to it. And it's only because of our constitution, because we're strong African people, that many of us live to be the age that we live. And I would say I want to sit back and listen to what the doctor has to say, because I'm looking to be able to get to a completely alkaline-based diet or plant-based diet, so I'm looking to get that information myself. So I appreciate you for this show, and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
We thank you for your long-time support. I think you've been there at the very beginning of Black Power Radio, and you've been a long-time contributor, and we just want to thank you for being strong in a state like West Virginia with so many odds against us at this hour, but you hold on, hang in there, and you continue to fight this oppressor with everything that you have. So again, thank you, Brother John Kimmich Shabazz, and continue to listen. We have a dynamic show for you tonight, and we just want to greet you. Assalamu alaikum, and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Black Power, you. Now,
thank you.
Brother Akbar.
Wait a minute, you may have gotten across there. Say it one more time, sir. You might want to start from the beginning, because I think I muted you and cut across you, and you were about to say something, sir.
Yes, sir. I do want to make a comment and say that this year is the 10-year anniversary of West Virginia Black Unity Coalition. We started November 3rd, 2007, with the Megan Williams National March on Hate Crimes and Racism. We organized for that with Black Lawyers for Justice, as well as the New Black Panther Party and the entire Black Power movement on the national level. And I just want to again say, appreciate the brothers and sisters on the national level for coming in and helping this black woman that had been kidnapped and tortured by these six Caucasian people at that time. This is
Straight hillbillies living like savages. They're like savages crawl straight out of a cave. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that we were successful and doing justice in that situation, and it wasn't a situation that could have been made possible with just the population of West Virginia. that was a case where we demonstrated unity on the national level, and it remains a miracle for me. And and the movement will always be in my heart and mind as a result of it. So I just want to put that out there again. We're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of Black Unity Coalition. In 2011, we became WV, Black Unity, all one word, Coalition, and we put Sister LaWanna Logan as our chief of staff. And she's out in Louisiana right now, but we hope to bring her back, and we are still doing good work. And we hope that Brother Jimmy C. Gardner is on the line tonight. That was a case that we took where he was wrongfully convicted, served 28 years in prison. And in the early years, he did not have any advocate in the state. And the Black Unity Coalition was his early advocate. Now everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon, so it seems. But these are just some of the good things that Black Unity Coalition, West Virginia Black Unity Coalition, has done. And I'm not bragging about it, but I feel good about it that we're still here being able to serve the people on the level that they are on.
Okay? Sir, we again thank you, Brother John Kimmy Shabazz, for in your longevity and the support Black Power Radio. And we're just native West Virginia, right on the side of the mountain. My grandson is going to school very near you, and we just want to give accolades to all those in our Black Power Radio listening on you. We're just doing a great, fantastic Black Act job at this time. So thank you.
All right, brother.
And Black Power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we have a 504-504-504. You're live. Right now you're live on Black Power Radio, and we're talking about Learn Why Black Men Are Dying at Such an Alarming Rate. Thank you for putting in. Is that Brother Harold online?
Yes, this is Brother Harold. All power to the black and oppressed people throughout the world, my brother. I'm going to say this.
All power
the reason
to the black
why
and
that
oppressed people of the world.
Yeah, I
go
say
ahead.
This.
Black
the only I say the re Black Power. I say the reason why that many of us are dying the way how we do, the health, and then the lifestyles that we live. You know, drinking, drugging. You know, ain't nothing wrong with us taking a little drink here and there, but it's a lot to do with our lifestyles, and then hypertension. We stressed out. You know, stressed out over certain things. We don't have the jobs that we want. We stressed out, and this is what causes our sickness. And then, you know, dealing with everyday struggles. We are with the police, you know, police brutality. That's causing that. It's just a number of things, you know. But I'm saying this, we are public enemy number one, the black man. Public enemy number one. You know, this is why they want, they're feeding all this homosexuality, because they really don't want no strong black man that's going to stand up and speak his mind and everything, you know. So this is the causes, the lifestyles that we lead. This is what's killing us, the health, the food and everything. And then I really believe with the solution to this problem, I don't care what Panther formation that you belong to, but we should have a program where we educate our people up on these things, where they can do better, you know. And then another thing, too, we have to stop stressing one another out, because many of us are killing one another, too. So we have to do that. But we have to have some programs and educate our people about the lifestyles and stuff like that. We the answer to our own problems. And like I said, all power to the black and oppressed people throughout the world.
All power to the black and the oppressed people of all of the world. Do you see a different phenomenon? Being you make it around the country, do you see a different phenomenon in health-related issues as it is to New Orleans, say, Atlanta, or D.C., or Los Angeles? What do you see, Brother Howard, when you look at these various cities?
Well, I don't see the difference. It's just, you know, different regions that we come from, but I don't see the difference. It's the same way. Like if many of us were staying in the inner cities, and we were staying in the housing developments, and you were surrounded by all that lead and everything, and this is what caused these kids to have this dysfunction that we have. I don't really see a difference. It's basically the same. you know, certain places might be a little bit more different, but it's really the same because we catching hair no matter where we go at on the planet, anywhere in the United. I'm gonna speak in the United States. We catching hell. No place is different.
Hell in the north and catching hell in the south, in your view of the circumstances, Brother Harold. The white men have just been casting hell towards the black man.
I'm going to say this too. Yes. It's the white man, but then you got some of our own people that's giving us, causing these problems too. And I'm going to say this, you know, like I said before, those who are conscious, we have to go out and educate our people. I ain't talking about no lazy-ass revolutionary, because you got a bunch of these lazy-ass revolutionaries that don't want to do nothing, you know. They weren't looking for a handout. But no, those of us who got ourselves together, we have to go out there and we have to go and we have to talk with these people, talk with them and educate them. We have to do it. Now, if they don't want to be educated, that's fine. Keep it moving. Fine. We start with those young people and we educate them.
There's no doubt that, education is one thing that we have to begin to put more emphasis on to gain the momentum, because you can't launch a movement without a certain form of education on how to survive in the environment. The environmental influences will dominate and take you out of your revolution, and you'll be on something else.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, for them to get on that page, we have to educate them on it. Not just education, just reading books, but we have to go out there and educate them where we can get them on that level. Those who want to get on that level. Survival pending revolution.
Yes, sir. And that's the difference between survival and living. And as we know, we had held a memorial service for Dick Gregory, and we are looking at his legacy was always something pointed towards the health, managing without what you call regular food, soul food, all the bad food for us is like a living nightmare where we have mistaken. We are mistaken, as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, that we have mistaken. The hog should have never been mistaken for food. And that was one of the greatest errors that we have done, is to follow the white man on the European diet and the Mediterranean diet. And those things that are killing us, we still consume it all the way up to the time of our death.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So
you're
becoming a very strong contributor to the Black Power Radio Network, and we're launched all over the world now. We started with just a few people in the support, and as we're lighting up our board as we speak, we have grown in many dimensions over the years, and in dealing with this subject of why are black men dying at such an alarming rate. We know about bacteria and germ warfare against the black man, woman, and child, from syphilis, smallpox, AIDS.
Same thing, that's another discussion for another time, but it's the same thing with the Honorable Dr. Khalid, you know. If you look at him, he was in good shape. Then all of a sudden, you know, but that's another subject for another time. You know?
Yes.
You know?
Why?
I'm saying, and then...
the age group is lowering down. The lady that owns the building that we launched the Black Power Movement, she passed just this week. Sister Sylvia was a young, aspiring martial artist here in Washington, D.C. Just passed this week from a simple
form
of cancer. I mean, late 40s at the most. Late 40s at the most. Passed away. I mean, she was queen of health, queen of martial arts, and just the whole nine yards. She passed away this week. So we're looking at this thing that as that number, the age barometer, is being lowered. And it's younger and younger and younger and younger.
I want to say this, too. I want to say this, too, studying a lot of these agencies that they have out here, because they have this group called HARP, H-A-R-P, HARP. If you read in The War Against the Panthers by Brother Huey P. Newton, some of these same agencies that took him out, these same agencies that's still around, you know. Now, some people might say I'm crazy for saying this, but just look at it, all these storms and stuff like this that's going on. See, they want to populate. They want a total population. They're trying to. That's why many of us is dying. They want to give. They want to eliminate certain people. They want to have this population small. Just think about it. When you was coming up, you didn't have all these storms that they having. You got two and three storms coming at a time. You know, and that's that HARP that I just named. The same people who Huey P. Newton had, that took him out. These are the same people that's still around in effect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And those will always go to threaten the most valuable person, the most useful person to the Black movement. They seem to target the most useful among us and kill them. Knock them out. We'll no longer have the access to that person or to that knowledge, because they will put something in the mix that will cause that person to be non-serviceable to the Black community. Or they will assassinate that person, murder them for their good will and good faith towards the Black community. Well, we thank you again, beloved Brother Harold, for contributing all the way from the Houston, Texas area and New Orleans. Updating us on the storm over the periods of time with difficulty and adversity on the front line. You've always been in there with us, brother. And we just want to thank you for tuning in to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power.
Black Power. All power to the people.
All power to the people. Want to thank you all in the radio listening audience tonight. We're just grateful, Almighty God, for the opportunity to service you, to network with you, and so forth. We have an 832 area code. 832, you're live. 832 is live. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. We're just joined by this caller that came in from the 202 at the 202 area code. 202, you're live. Okay. 202 went to the top. Let's look a little further down. A little further down at a 757. 757. We're looking at the 757 364. You're live on Black Power Radio. We're talking tonight about learn why Black men are dying at such an alarming rate. Thank you for joining us. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. 757, you're live. Okay, 757, can you hear us? Yes, ma'am. Are you there with us? Yes, ma'am. 757? Yes, ma'am, are you there with us? Okay. But on that, I hope I didn't snuff them out. Let me see. Let me go back to 757. Were you trying to talk? 757, you're live on Black Power Radio. 757-364. 757-364, You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. We lost that 202 area code, and we hope they will get Black online with us. But the health and medicine, from Obamacare to getting your share, there's no doubt about it. President Barack Hussein Obama put in a health care plan that was a workable plan. I mean, by all estimations, except a handful of rednecks, everybody bears witness that Obama put in a workable health care plan. Those that did not have health care under Obama, most of them got a cell phone and a health care plan. So we're looking at a man that came up against all odds and a horrible budget, the budget that George W. Bush gave the President Barack Hussein Obama, I mean, was a nightmare. The price of the gasoline is up to the $3 and $4 across the country. Some places damn near $5 a gallon. And in a matter of time, Obama put in him some stimulus package, stimulated the economy and some of the business, did a few things about the real estate situation, about the business situation, about the automobile industry, and got rid of them on the health care, getting to make some changes, and offered everybody an opportunity to have some form of health care or some insurance that were guaranteed if they were in an accident or they incurred an illness, then they would have a guaranteed health care plan. And for whatever the reasoning, this dickhead of Donald Trump, he's a nightmare, this guy. But he wants to undo, instead of saying, this is what I plan to do, he wants to make a point out of undoing what the previous president did. So it proves to us that this man has no real legitimate political legacy on his own, but he can attempt to attack what a black man put in place. Say, well, this is just who I am, this is just what I'm about, and this is what we're about to do. And it showed a weakness in leadership. It showed that the Republicans did not produce a viable candidate, and they have always been on, beloved brother and sister, on this germ and bacteria warfare against the black man. The cancer, the high blood, the sugar, all of those things they program strongly into the black community, into the black man, woman, and child, that you and I will do the things against our health as opposed to doing things that are for our health and longevity. And eating sensibly is just one of the best things that you could ever do for yourself. Drinking good, clean water, eating the fruits and vegetables, and I just don't see how we get the outcome from those who have been healthy, eating healthy, being healthy, are now in there on the hospital or on the table for surgery because they have incurred an illness and some form of cancer is in most of these cases. Some form of sugar diabetes is in many of these cases. AIDS and syphilis and gonorrhea haven't gone anywhere. Killers in the black community. And I think that we have always been in the role of the sacrificial lamb, from the science fiction movie to Wall Street, from Wall Street to the back alley. They've always felt that the black man was expendable, that the black woman was expendable, and they would be able to take our life and not pay any penalty for that life, whether it was through bacterial warfare or if they shot us down in cold blood. The black men, women, and children are dying at alarming rates across America. With or without a health care plan, we are still dying at an alarming rate. With that said, you again for joining us here on Black Power Radio. We have a few doctors that are scheduled to be with us One doctor just went into surgery, Dr. Scott. He still may join us tonight. We had queued up Chairman Emeritus, the doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, to comment on the social political reality that contributes to us dying at an alarming rate. We also had Dr. Soku from Africa, who was scheduled to join us tonight and to give us further explanations on why the black man, woman, and child, putting emphasis on the black man, Dr. Simbo O. Adulujo, was to come and present his facts and being an objective and challenging this thing, being critical to the provoking attitudes. They're provoking us in a manner that they would frustrate us. And then shutting down our health is something that the white man has always worked on. Eat the pork chops and give you the chitterlings was a pattern established by the white man. Eat the beefsteak and give you the hindquarters. Give you the bull nuts and give you the bull whip or the bull tail or the cow tail. You eating cow tails, and the white man eats on the steak. And they had drilled that into us at such a devastation to be done for century after century after century of ill treatment. What could we have ever done to deserve any form of ill treatment from the white man when he came to get to Africa to gain every legacy the white man has ever bragged upon, stolen legacy from Africa? And we know that black men and women and children are dying at an alarming rate, but especially the black man. And he has high blood, he has cancer, he has sugar diabetes, and many other diseases, from dementia to Alzheimer's, is afflicting and affecting the black man, woman, and child at this very hour. So we have to be a vendor. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we are a vendor for our own soul, and yet we are vendors for our own health and our own health care plan. We must get in tune with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, can do the best thing for our health at this hour. Black power. We have a 770 being queued up, and I believe that may be one of our guests tonight. 770-770-374. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power. Who do we have on 770? Yes, are you there with us? We know one of our guests was to come in on 770, and we're just trying to queue up 770. Can you hear us? You're live on Black Power Radio. Can you see us? Area code 770-374. You're live on Black Power Radio. 770 going once, 770 going twice, 770-374. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay. Anyhow, with that said, again, we are working on the matter of managing our health in a better way. And 2018 is coming up, and we must do better, brothers and sisters. As again, we're telling you, explaining to you straight up, there were many, many, many ambulances and rescue units throughout the black community as we rode through the city yesterday and today. It just seems to be an ongoing, an onslaught of crew wagons in the streets of D.C. And I've been hearing from other cities that they have the emergency wagons coming through the black community seemingly at an alarming rate. What is going on? Why is it that the black man, woman, and child has constantly been under attack in America and again throughout the diaspora and all as well in all the major cities in America, throughout the Caribbean, white man has always got some type of scheme, some form of deception to plan to trick the black man, woman, and child. So please beware of the white man as you go to do what you have to do. And as we deal with this subject, one of the doctors that's scheduled on tonight had to sacrifice from all forms of distraction to produce as the most compelling analyst that has been in the medical history, Dr. Andre Scott. And we're hoping to have him with us tonight. As we again thank you, our black brothers and sisters, for joining us on the airways tonight. We deal with a thought-provoking topic. Why are black men dying at such an alarming rate? All praise due to Allah. We're certainly thankful to our national chairman, Hashim Ekhanaten Nzinga, and we're thankful to you, our Black Power Radio listening audience, for tuning in to us tonight. And we're grateful that Almighty Divine Allah has kept so much in the way of good with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense and delivering us from such a condition of awkwardness and backwardness, and now have us rolling forward five ways. And with the Honorable Dr. Adam Clayton Powell told us, with our integrity. This is the thing, brother and sister. If you do what you do, we should all do it together with our integrity. We don't have to sacrifice our integrity, brothers and sisters, to have a good life in America and throughout the world. All praise is due to Allah. We are certainly thankful to all of those who have contributed to Black Power Radio over the many, many years, and those who have sacrificed. I know that the divine power of Allah will reward you for your sacrifices. But know that the white man had never intended for us to be healthy, because he wouldn't have made the food that he know the only food that he left for us was the scraps and the leftovers, the chitterlings and the pig feet and all of those bad parts of the animal. It's bad enough that we're eating the pig, but he made sure that we had the very worst part of the pig, or we should have never mistaken the pig for human consumption. But all praise is due to Allah for the awakening. And there was no one in a better way than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he gave us how to eat to live. And he gave much strong counsel to the black man, woman, and child. He advised us on what to eat, on what not to eat, and he told us why we should need it and why we should eat the good food, the good clean food. And he gave us the fighting HG back in the day. We had our own fish headed and gutted, fish that were captured in the clear waters of Peru and brought to Washington, D.C., and brought to Chicago, and brought to Houston, brought in to Los Angeles. And we had our fish market in many cities, and we had the fish and chip thing in Chicago, you know, Doc's Fish and Chips. And that was a major business in the black community, when we were cooking for ourselves and feeding ourselves. A person that won't feed you right, they will definitely not lead you right. And for our own leadership and for the sake of the cause of the black man, woman, and child to get a footing in America, we're going to have to start eating healthier, brothers and sisters. We got to think through the mind structure of a healthy man, woman, or child. The black man has to get something done about his health. The black woman has to do more concerning her health. Our black children must become wiser and more intelligent in their buying and eating habitations. Know that the Almighty God, Allah, did not want you to eat wrong. but he wanted you to eat right. He wanted you to eat to live. All praise is due to Allah. We're certainly thankful. Praise is due to Allah. So as we'll play just a little segment here, I want you to listen up to our transition and listen up to our national chairman for a little while.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and his covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We study been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community, and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economic, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take backdoor, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Yeah.
There is concern.
Yeah.
It's concern.
Let's see if we can get that.
Guess what? It's concern.
It is. Okay. I used to say.